guy I kinda hate is here.
Sing. We're back live. Anything is possible. WMFO 91.5 radio. Here with some wonderful guest, Ryan Bird, in the studio.
Go Bird.
How's it going, dude?
I'm doing well. Good to be back.
It's good.
Thanksgiving was fun.
Thanksgiving.
Dude, what?
Let's talk about Thanksgiving.
What a day. You know, you get together with your family. And
it's such a wholesome time.
Oh, yeah.
I love Thanksgiving.
As Americans, we get together. We remember that glorious day in 1777 when the Americans beat the British at the Battle of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
And the British were, this was historically significant because the British were using large Hessian turkeys.
Oh my God.
And there was, we finally killed the biggest turkey. And he ate it on the battlefield. Squanto helped because he was pretty cool.
Happened in Boston.
Right here. In the Medford, Somerville area. Some of the biggest battlefields.
Somerville. Yo, Bunker Hill. Yo, it trips me out. I'm like, oh, that's actually Bunker Hill. Oh, like.
I learned about that.
It's a big hill.
Yeah. You learn about that in like fifth grade.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
Colonial history.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Every part of this country knows like what Saratoga, Bunker Hill, like just places that are like completely not irrelevant today, but like
yo, shout like, Saratoga 518.
At a time
Saratoga,
that was like so strategically important, and like now it's just like, oh, there's a community college and like a little freaking obelisk there.
There's an obelisk.
Yeah, have you seen
there's
the
a
obelisk?
Dope. It's like a I've dope, seen it. I've it's seen a dope it. Town. Yeah, no, yeah, I know yeah, the obelisk, yeah. But yeah. It's obelisk. Like. It's a sick town.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not disrespecting the town. I'm just saying that, for one brief moment in history, that plot of land, that specific plot of land, was so important that people were willing to fucking or to die for that. You know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
We reached our cursing limit for the week.
We get one.
It's wild.
Lance wasn't here, so he had to.
Yeah, I had to fill Lance's shoes.
There, you hear all these stories throughout history, but they actually happened. Imagine being there.
Yeah.
Holy yo,
imagine being with like Cortez or like.
People talk about the
Gettysburg.
People talk about the Civil War as being like the bloodiest war in American history, but the Revolutionary War was like, in some senses, I remember like AP history, AP World or whatever. U.S. whatever class.
A push,
okay. Where they were talking, someone had a history like of a battle in the American Revolution, and it was like a close 50-50 between whether you were safer with a gun or with a sword.
Oh my God.
And they had like no medical like people really at all, and it was just like people getting stabbed and shot like in a like giant open fields. Like it was insane. My God.
I want the craziest war stat I've ever heard ever is that this country in South America called Paraguay was being fought a war against three countries, Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay. They ended up getting absolutely destroyed in this war. And as a result, it was like such a nationalistic struggle that 75% of the male population of Paraguay, I'm not saying able-bodied, the male population died during this war.
Wow. Oh my God.
In certain towns, there would be two or three guys coming back from war for the whole town. Could you imagine that?
Oh my God.
Unreal.
Wouldn't you want to be one of those two, three guys?
Imagine how scarring that would be.
The country still hasn't recovered. They haven't met their pre-war population. That was in the 1870s.
That's crazy. Was it from emigration? Like, everyone wanted to leave? Or was it just, like, the war was so devastating?
So devastating that they've only been able to recuperate now.
And why were they all fighting, like, to the last man? Like, if they were fighting three countries at once, like, what?
Because it was Paraguay versus the world. That was the nationalistic, like, mentality at the time. And everyone bought into it. Because they saw a clear threat to their country. I mean, they lost over 20% of like their land borders because of that war. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Wars. Not
wars.
Good. Not bad news.
We'd rather have food.
We'd rather have food. Peace.
Than bombs.
Food not bombs.
Food not bombs. Shouts food not bombs.
Respect the effort. The effort.
I got up. This, I got up this morning and I was like, bombs. And then I was like, no, it's Monday morning. I gotta eat food. Get ready for Monday. breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Don't skip that for bombs.
You can have bombs tomorrow, Tuesday.
I like to save that for the weekend.
We should make a cereal called Bombs.
No. Bombs, not cereal.
Imagine filing your taxes for bombs. You're like, all right, we're going to apply for a business. We're going to, you know, work with the FDA. It's going to be called Bombs.
Bombs. Anyways, anything is possible. 91.5 radio. We'll be back after some tunes. By the man.
Hit us.
Frank Ocean.
There we have it.
Round the city, round the clock. Everybody needs you. Know you can't make everybody equal. Got nobody being honest with you. Breathe till I evaporate. My whole body see through. Transportation handmade. And I know it better than most people. I don't trust them anyways. You can't break the law with them. Get some good she have a calm night. Shooters killing left and right. Working through your worst night. If I get my money right, you know I won't need you. And I tell you, I hope the sack is full up. I'm fucking, no, I'm fucked up. Spend it when I get that. I ain't tryna keep you. Can't keep up a conversation. Can't nobody read you. Why your eyes well up? Did you call me from a seance? You were from my past life. Hope you're doing well, bro. I've been out here head first. Always like the head. Signal coming in and out. Hope you're doing well, bruh. Everybody needs you. Everybody needs you. Ooh, nani nani. This feel like a quaalude. No sleep in my body. Ain't no bitch in my body. New beginning. New beginning. Back when Boswell and Percy had it active.
couple bishops in the city building mansions. The reverend preaching self-made millionaire status, when we could only eat at Shoney's on occasion. After Trina hit, I had to transfer campus. Your apartment out in use is where I waited. Staying with you when I didn't have a address. Fucking on you when I didn't own a mattress. Working on a way to make it out of Texas. Every night, baby, I've been on womanizing.
Hope everybody enjoyed that short clip of me playing the wrong song live on the radio. Hope everybody enjoyed that few seconds of music. Hope that was the highlight of your day. But anyway, right now we're talking about the Narcos theme song, the song you just heard. It's pretty tight.
It's pretty good.
It's a bit of a banger.
It's Tuyo by Ricardo Armante. It's really good.
Amazing stuff. These like Latin music are it makes you feel really good.
Yeah, that was one of the reason why that song was chosen was because it was one of Pablo Escobar's favorite songs.
Wow.
Yeah. He would have it they were wiretapping everything, the DEA and the Colombian police. Uh-huh. That they knew his personal taste in music.
Wow,
they knew when he woke up, when he went to bed, what he liked to eat, everything.
That's unbelievable.
Couldn't catch him.
That's crazy.
How are you going to catch a guy that can jump in a helicopter that goes faster than yours?
Oh.
A plane with missiles on. This guy had more money than God.
That's crazy.
He had a plane with missiles?
Yeah, RPGs.
Oh, well, my God.
Yeah.
What a guy.
This guy made, they calculated, he was making $60 million a day at his peak, $22 billion a year.
The dude is straight up
at the time, you could get 500,000 Colombian citizens together, and they would just amount to 1 year of Pablo Escobar's salary.
Pablo Escobar. Well, that dude knew what he wanted. And
got it done.
Pursued it really hard. He lived the American dream. That's funny.
True.
Was he a philanthropist?
Yes.
A captain of industry?
He was
a Robert Baron.
Yo, supposedly he almost bought Whole Foods.
Oh my god.
He was this close.
They were talking about it.
He was gonna go brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar.
That'd be crazy.
He ran for Congress and he won.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause he did so much for the poor. And then they started a war and he started killing a lot of people.
Shucks.
Yeah.
Classic.
I gotta rewatch that. Season two? I haven't seen it yet.
I stopped in the middle of season two. I should definitely.
You didn't want him to die, did you?
Still alive in my world. Hey, do you guys ever get real hungry and just crave a venison burger from Arby's?
Venison burger.
They have. Please tell me they don't have that now.
Shameless plug. They brought it back last week.
Venison burgers. I thought you couldn't hunt deer for. You couldn't hunt deer for. To sell the meat, like that's a big...
I guess there's just so many in Australia. They had a ton of extra beef, and Arby's was like, "We'll take it."
Wow!
And so they bring it back every once in a while. I'd like to try.
It's just
venison.
Like you know, it's definitely just like not... one cargo ship from Australia with a bunch of dead deer in it. It's like they didn't even cook them up there. They wait till they get here. They cook up all these dead deer, send them to the locations, and then.
I would try venison, but I don't think I'd go to Arby's to try it.
That's obscene.
It's a limited time offer, I think.
I can't think of any other way that it would be other than just one giant boat. Even if they make the meat there in Australia, they bring them back for limited time because they have one boat full.
Carl's Jr. was like, nah. Arby's was like, yeah.
we'll stoop to anything.
Yeah. Is the KFC thing, the double down, still a deal?
Double down?
You could get a chicken sandwich where instead of buns, it was more chicken. It was like, and maybe it was a hamburger or like bacon cheeseburger, and instead of bread, they gave you two big pieces of chicken on the outside.
I think I remember seeing that.
It was like,
your hands just get greasy?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're eating that at KFC, like, that's not a concern.
Yeah, it's out the window at that point.
In the 70s, Taco Bell used to sell a burger they called the Beefer.
The Beefer.
Which was essentially a sloppy Joe, but it was taco meat instead.
Oh, that's lit.
At a time when Taco
you mean
Bell
horse
was...
meat.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was using questionable meat.
I think IKEA got... called out on that like a few years ago.
For what?
IKEA sells sells meatballs.
Yeah.
Oh no.
The Swedish meatballs.
Yeah. No. Yeah. What was in them? Elves? Santa's elves.
Horse meat.
I think it was horse meat.
It was horse meat.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's like the I saw little wood splinters and little red chunks in it.
Oh god.
That's ridiculous.
You know the red Swedish horse?
The red Swedish horse.
It's like the other stereotypical Swedish thing, besides IKEA, is the painted horses.
Okay.
Yeah, so like there's, you know, you get it.
All right.
You all wonder if that was just like, we need these margins type of meat. Right? We got all these horses, they're dying. We got all this meat.
Will people find out about this?
It's like, at what point does, like, I feel like IKEA could take the L though and just stop selling meat. Like, you know, you want to go, like, who like goes out of their way? They're like, all right, we're going to get
a bunch of cardboard
furniture.
I've had IKEA
and meatballs.
Swedish meatballs. I've had those for dinner on my plate. Shouts my mom, but yeah, I've had that.
Amazing.
And they're good, they're very good.
It's like, why not?
When I go shopping for crappy furniture, I just get a mean hankering for meatballs. Yeah. And they're IKEA, they have me, they got my back.
Did you guys ever read The Jungle, Upton Sinclair?
Oh, no, but I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. The Chicago meatpacking.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there were stories of like people falling into the meat packing machines, and they like wouldn't turn them off because it took up so much time. So they just let it go, and people would eat humans.
That's ridiculous.
It was just like there was no oversight in it at all, and it was just like if you were eating sausage in, like, whatever, the early 1900s, like, there was probably dead horse in it. There was probably dead humans in it. Like,
right.
Not probably dead humans, but, like, it wouldn't be super unlikely. Like, it would be, like, a pretty common occurrence for someone to die in one of those machines.
Yes.
It's messed up.
What a time in history.
It's unbelievable. You see it with, like, every country that has, like, a big industrial revolution. It's, like, there's a period afterwards where just, like, there's no regulation.
Anything goes.
Anything. 100%. Like, you're seeing it in, like, China. China and India.
Like, child workers.
Yeah.
Bad hours. No rights.
Yeah.
But wow, that's unfortunate.
Hopefully they'll pull through it eventually.
It's like the alternative is subsistence farming. You know what I mean? It's like that is a way worse life.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hanging out outside.
Yeah, but, if your crops don't work.
Horrible poverty. And your kids will never get an education. You know what I mean?
It's like they've looked at the bones of people in medieval Europe who are subsistence farmers,
mm-hmm.
who were subsistence, like, serfs, and, like, they have indentations in the bones because the joints are so worn out years, like, of farming.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like not... I feel like people who don't live on a farm, myself included, and have never lived on a farm, like, glorify the idea of living on a farm.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, you're so right. I just did that.
Yeah. No. But, like,
outside, you know. You're hanging outside.
Could you imagine? Like,
shortens
all the movies,
your lifespan significantly.
All the movies on, like, you see farmers, they're like, they're going to lose the farm. And then, like, they pull through it, and it's great. And, like, the farm looks awesome, you know. They have, like... Uh-huh. Corn or whatever, big cornfields, it's scenic, always sundown. They're ending the work. You don't see them at 12:01 a.m. You know, we're you know, cleaning the cows' manure, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
See how much I know about farms.
Yeah, there's the expression, like, bought the farm is, like, used to be, like, a pretty big, like, you took an L on that. You took a bath, you know.
Bought the farm.
Because, like, people, you know, if you, like, think it'd be a good idea, you sell your house and quit your job and buy a farm. And you're like, wow, this is a really stupid decision.
Tell me about the farms in Miami where they grow bottles of Patron. Jackson was out there every morning. How many bottles did you get today, son?
We got sugar cane, we got oranges, and we got flowers. That's all we farm.
Classic.
And crocodiles.
Have you ever been to an alligator farm?
Yo, what is that?
That is such a Florida thing.
That's crazy.
What's an alligator farm?
Okay, it's like...
Who would want that?
It's like a zoo.
We don't want that many alligators in one place.
Except all the animals are the same. They can all kill you. And they don't do anything for most of the time you're there. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just like... That's like Jurassic Park waiting to happen. That is a bad idea.
I've seen them feed, like the alligators. They just throw, like, a big turkey... Or, like, some sort of, like, avian species out there. And it's just, like, you know, the big guy gets it first.
Oh, God.
And it's like ripping it apart. I mean, could you imagine if your head gets stuck in one of those things?
That would you rather fight a crocodile or a bear?
Crocodile.
Crocodile. Crocodiles can't climb trees.
Like a Nile alligator. Well, I don't know what's the difference. What's the difference?
No, Nile crocodiles are...
There's a difference, though, right?
Yeah.
What's in Florida?
We have American crocodiles and American alligators.
All right.
American crocodiles get a bad rap because they're not, they're as big as the other species of crocodile, but they are not nearly as aggressive. The Nile crocodile is looking to kill people.
That's
whereas
crazy.
Whereas the American crocodile doesn't care. The North American crocodile just doesn't. It doesn't want to deal with you. You're hard prey to get.
Definitely.
But the Nile crocodile, it doesn't care.
Can you get a croc-a-gator?
Croc-a-gator.
All my friends got tigers. I went and got a croc-a-gator.
I don't know if that exists.
Like a liger?
Yeah.
But yeah, like the...
cat dog. It's just two heads. Doesn't work out perfectly all the time. And just one half wants to be primarily in water. and the other half wants to be primarily on land.
We should watch that show. We should watch Cat Dog, and we should also watch Mr. Meaty.
All right. For context, these are shows on Nickelodeon.
Was it Nickelodeon? It was a Cartoon Network. I think Cat Dog was Cartoon Network.
That were on in the mid-2000s. And that's like...
We're 2000s kids.
We're 2000s kids. So like, we know that. We know these shows like crazy. You know what I mean? It's just like... It's like, you're gonna know. Everyone knows SpongeBob, straight up.
Everyone knows SpongeBob.
Everyone knows SpongeBob.
I like Fairly Odd Parents a little bit more.
As a kid, I liked it.
No, you don't.
I look back at Fairly Odd Parents, and it's like bad.
It's not good.
Like SpongeBob, so? I think I watched SpongeBob, and I'm like, okay, that's still...
It's funny.
Like,
it's really funny.
Yeah, it's still really funny. Like SpongeBob, I haven't heard a Fairly Odd Parents reference.
I guess you're right. I don't know.
If someone says soiled it in a room, like
soiled it,
like hurt my leg.
Remember those days when you just like stayed home sick, you just flip between The Price is Right and SpongeBob all day.
Penguins of Madagascar.
Mm. Oh yeah, that started out with Madagascar. A movie, right?
Yeah.
What was the movie? Ridiculous. It wasn't about the penguins. Then the penguins were an offshoot.
Yo, Madagascar, really good movie.
It was like a spinoff. Except they changed the voices, but like I ended up liking the TV show more than I liked the movie by the end.
Fascinating.
TV show was a bit like Rick and Morty. You know how they just could do anything?
Yeah.
These penguins were invincible. they could like destroy any human.
But they chose to stay in the zoo.
Yeah.
They chose to live a humble life.
They like the fish.
Yo, children's movies have straight up evolved so much. Like, they're so different now. TV shows.
What's the prime... Like, I guess we were Toy Story, Madagascar. What else do we have? Like, what's the prime? Like
WALL-E.
WALL-E. I was gonna say.
Yeah, that was such a critically acclaimed and just like good ass movie.
Like kids who were in like 6th grade, 5th grade, what was their movie? Was it
Shrek?
Shrek, yeah. Shrek.
Or was it, what was the Frozen movie?
Oh, Frozen, yeah. That was huge, yeah.
People loved that movie.
People loved
Frozen.
I never saw it.
I've never really? Seen the movie. I've heard the soundtrack because people love that stuff so much. You know? Hamilton and Frozen are two things I have not watched, but I've heard the soundtrack. And I didn't like it being forced upon me, but it's like good, you know.
Shout out to Lena. Remy, can you tell us about your knowledge of the soundtrack?
I know a lot about it.
The soundtrack. Yo, what is the name of the soundtrack?
Frozen soundtrack.
The Frozen soundtrack.
No.
We're talking for
those of you just tuning in now, Remy Toth
Hamilton
had a roommate last year by the name of Alina, who loved Hamilton.
Yo, Hamilton is so big, like, it's crazy. I can't even believe how many people...
Has a play ever really gotten like that big? Stuff. Like, Wicked? I guess Wicked, Spider-Man was big for a minute.
American Idiot.
American Idiot did so bad.
Phantom
did
the
it?
Opera.
It did horrible.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, went off Broadway, quit.
Really?
I really wanted to see it before it went off.
I saw it.
How was it?
I liked it. I saw that and Spider-Man. And I liked it a lot more in Spider-Man.
I saw Mary Poppins. That was crazy. The stage design in that was unbelievable.
Oh, I saw that.
The whole house was like a dollhouse. And just
better than both those, though. I saw In the Heights, which was also by the guy who did Hamilton. I thought it was phenomenal. I thought it was so good. It was like West Side Story, but like with Dominicans and Puerto Ricans. It was cool.
Wow, yeah.
What about the Book of Mormon?
The Book of Mormon, that was big.
I want to see
it. I never saw that.
My dad brought my uncle, who is a priest, and he loved it.
Really?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's interesting, like, shows, like, how they've, like, changed into modern time and, like, still popular. And it's, like, a timeless thing, like, straight up.
Yeah.
The oldest thing ever.
And it's like live theater.
Live theater, yeah.
And you would never watch 100%. A recording of live theater.
No.
Uh-huh.
Although,
it's crazy.
If there's a recording of the Book of Mormon, I would be intrigued. I would definitely
be
intrigued.
Torrent that.
Yeah,
we should. Torrenting, but you shouldn't. It's illegal. We don't
do it. Yeah, we don't do it.
We've never done it. No, I'm just kidding.
Cease and desist.
Yo, we torrent only Creative Commons stuff. Of course. Creative Commons. We absolutely love Creative Commons stuff. We don't like any other content. So that's...
We are creatives.
We go to
Tufts University.
We go to Tufts University. We only care about things that are common and creative. Creative Commons. There you go. Anyways, we're transitioning to the next segment. This segment is called PSA.
Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's nickel metal halide battery, NIMH, what's that stand for?
Metal hemorrhoid, I don't know.
Batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway?
Yes.
A message from all your friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Tufts Educational Radio. We like to bring the education to the people. Yeah, there you go.
It's good. This is a good one. I can firmly get behind this because I bought some AA's and a charger, and they're always in use. And I haven't bought more batteries since.
This guy's incredible. He's got the solutions.
Think about
it. Matt McDermott.
Renewables.
Anyways, we're transitioning to a new segment of the show, which is called Highly Relevant in the News on Campus. And it's called Tufts is in deep trouble.
Oh boy.
With a man named Anthony Scaramucci. What's his name?
Scaramucci.
Scaramucci.
The Mooch.
This is beef. This is a real beefer.
This hits home.
A real beefer.
A real beefer. Taco Bell, do not sue us. Like Scaramucci is threatening the school. Sue the school.
Scaramucci is threatening to sue the school because of libel claims in
the Tufts Observer.
Tufts Observer.
Yeah.
So, unbelievable.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. From a PR, this guy is all about getting people to like him and like, you know, gaining popularity and like attention.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like Tufts, we liked him, you know? And then now he's like threatening to sue an editor for saying that, you know, his morality isn't, you know, like comprehensive or comparable to that of Fletcher, and that he shouldn't be on the board. That's all he said, pretty much.
Fletcher.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He was on the board of Fletcher. A grad student, Camilo Caballero, wrote a column. And, you know, he said, quote, "A man who is irresponsible, inconsistent, and an unethical opportunist should be excluded from the highest degree by the highest degree of disreputability and should not be on the Fletcher board." It's like that guy could have chosen to ignore it. But now he was supposed to speak at Tufts. Not going to speak at Tufts anymore, apparently. And this is now national news.
It's crazy. What's he doing? He's probably kicking himself right now.
The writer or Scaramucci?
I wonder. Do you think that? Is that possible? That he might be kicking himself right now? I don't know. Like, he's just, like, so mad at the decision he made inside his head. But he's like, he can't go back on it.
Yeah, he's definitely been owning it. He went on Colbert twice.
That's unbelievable.
And he just kind of said what he believes and like backed up what he said. I don't know. Maybe
that's crazy.
Maybe he feels like he has given a lot to Tufts, which I'm sure he has, whether it's in terms of donations or reputation, or I don't know. Maybe this writer thinks otherwise, but
he's probably
know.
Donated so much.
He's probably given a lot back, and that's,
oh my
like
God.
Giving back to your alma mater. He was in our shoes once, like,
right?
He doesn't want a kid that he was in their shoes once, like, writing that about him.
Totally.
I don't know. There's two sides to that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Uh-huh.
And it's like...
Definitely.
I think what Scaramucci has to understand, or I guess what he should have understand, is that people will get a petition and try to get you any speaker off campus.
Right.
Like, especially those who work for a right-wing president, and especially ones who work for this right-wing president.
Yeah.
You know? And so like, what, they had a Massachusetts senator speak here last year. Mm-hmm. It was like a protest because of it.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It's like, at some point, you just gotta let the man come and say what he has to say and then react to it. Because by silencing him, in my opinion, or not silencing him, but trying to get him not to come here, what does that solve? You're not going to like him. He's not going to like us.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you're so confident that this guy is stupid and wrong, the best option to do is just give him the spotlight and let him make a fool of himself. If you're so confident in thinking that this guy is bad and shouldn't be spreading his message to Tufts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, like, it's never a bad idea to have an open debate about something like this, you know?
Definitely. I think they're both wrong. He should come, and the Raiders should let him come.
Yeah. But the way he reacted was totally stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It was totally an emotional... Like, he's like, honestly, going through a period in his life where he's letting his emotions, like, drive his decision-making.
Yeah.
Like, it could be, you know what I mean? Like,
because that's what gained him popularity.
Uh-huh, totally.
Yeah.
Thinking about this situation, though, like, could it be possible that this just isn't something huge in his life right now? He's a pretty, like, well-known official.
Yeah.
And right. It's like, there could be a ton of other stuff going on for him right now.
He's doing some new project. Some new online project. He won't give the details out. I'm sure he's... Maybe, I don't know.
To the point where he could have just wanted to silence this really quickly and have been like, "Dad, stop saying mean stuff. I've got other stuff to deal with. I'll deal with you in a bit." And this was his crazy emotional way of doing that. I don't know the guy. I don't know what... He could also just have totally lost his cool and told this kid off as like a show of power or some crazy...
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate on both sides. I think it would have been nice for him to come and speak, but I think it was really dumb for him to act characteristic and like totally prove what the Tufts Daily reporter was saying, in that he is a highly bombastic, combustible, and probably not morally in the right figure most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he just totally proved that.
That's crazy. Yo, it's crazy to think that, like, our university of only 5,000 undergrad is, like, getting as much press as it does.
We're doing all right. All publicity is good publicity.
True, true.
Is this a big national thing?
Yes. CBS, Reuters, Washington Post...
Wow.
So this is like a big news story.
This is a big news story.
Holy cow.
I don't watch network television.
I thought
television.
He was out of the news. I thought he was done.
Vice, USA Today. Boston Globe. All New York Times.
Wow.
No.
Not the Times.
Well, not it, the Times.
If this is good, Washington. I guess this is good press for, I mean, anytime Tufts would show up in the,
yeah,
the news, it's
BBC. We're going across continents.
Do you think Tufts gets less press than the other NESCACs?
No.
Oh.
Do you think we get an equivalent amount of press as, like, say, Williams, Amherst?
Uh-huh.
I think Wesleyan. We get more.
I would say we get more. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, they don't have any.
I think Williams
stuff.
And Amherst are more respected, but I don't think they can get enough as much. I mean, Williams is in Williamstown.
Yeah,
it's like
not,
2,000 something.
How are they going to get... How does anything relevant happen there? Tufts has Fletcher.
Uh-huh.
Tufts has engineering.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's like we have way more resources at our disposal.
I guess, 100%. I guess though, if you went across the country and polled every single person and gave them the list of every single NESCAC and the answer was yes or no. Have you heard of this university? What place would we come in terms of getting yeses?
I didn't know about any of the NESCACs besides Tufts and Williams when I
really
here. Yeah, NESCACs weren't like big in my area.
Okay.
I didn't even know it was like an athletic. Like, I thought they were in like the Little Ivies athletic right. conference. Yeah,
I know Bowdoin gets a lot of press. I don't know.
Yeah, but does, you know, Colby?
Probably not.
Yeah. Does, I don't know,
Bates
Trinity?
Doesn't Trinity.
Con. I didn't even know.
I didn't know Con.
Hamilton?
I was like, you mean UConn?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, word. All right.
UConn,
yeah.
Is Con College a state college?
No.
It isn't.
It's a private university, yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. It's a con. You know what I mean? They're like, they sell you on the idea of a college, and they're like, we're pretty good. We're Con College.
People just go there. We have camels. We bring them to every cross-country meet.
Yeah.
Or so I was led to believe for all 4 years of high school.
Con College.
So I guess I didn't know about Con College, but I didn't know they're an SCAC.
Well, because you had like, what's his name?
Niall.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a con. Like, they're like, we even do that. Like, it's crazy, but we do it. They don't do it. And this whole school's fake. Yeah, take your money.
Every Tufts Athletic Dreams brings an elephant to each of their games.
We all have one. It's part of the D3 process.
There's one in each dormitory.
On snow days, we get to go sledding with them. Once a year during December, we all plunge into the river, use their trunks to breathe air.
This is a sanctuary elephant campus.
A sanctuary, yes.
No poaching.
Tufts is an interesting thing. I think college is an interesting thing because it's like you're going to college, but it's like you're just really like with the people. It's mainly just the people of the college. You're just hanging out with those people. And then, like, you go into a building for, like, a few hours a week on campus. And then, like, you can do whatever you want, like, extracurricular. But, like, you're just, like, living. I didn't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy. No. When you're little, you just think, like, college is, like, an idea, you know?
Yeah, it's like, such an idea.
Like, you just think, oh, this is 4 years where, you know, I don't do any homework. What is class?
Yeah.
Like in the movies, that's how it's. Have you seen Animal House? It's like, that's what I thought college was until I was like in high school.
Animal House. Yeah.
Yeah. Or any like dumb college, you know, college.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I think Tufts is kind of could be like a little bit different though than some.
No, I'm saying this is what I thought as a naive child.
But I think like there are schools out there where you got friends on Snapchat that. You see their stories, and
Yeah.
You do no work. You are here to drink.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. It's like I see Tuesday. I've seen Tuesday snaps from friends at FSU that they're just outside in a pool drinking with 200, like not with 10 other people, 200 other people. You know, and it's just a normal Tuesday at Florida State University. That is our state university, you know, like...
Yeah, 100%.
Like, taxpayer money is going to this.
That's crazy.
What a difference from Tufts.
My high school English teacher compared Tufts to just, like, an incubation tank for 4 years that we just send kids that are all hyped up on hormones for 4 years, and then they go out to the real world.
Totally.
Just go here for 4 years.
It's like, this is all you are.
That's crazy.
It's like really, like you're gonna learn nothing. Like that, on your job, you will learn so much more. I mean, like you'll learn like, but the thing is, like you can learn it at any time. You know what I mean? By yourself, without the university, quickly. You know what I mean? Straight up. So it's like, I think your career experience, like. If you continue a life of learning, like your career experience will give you so much more knowledge.
I agree in some ways to that. I would say the most important things I've learned in the past year and a half have not been in class, per se. Like
Probably. Yeah.
I think it makes you a more interesting person, though, Kalash.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like, think about this. We have had a conversation for the past 53 minutes that went from Paraguay to Arby's venison burgers to batteries, and now we're talking about college. I don't know, it makes you a more interesting person. You learn some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think it's true.
I think it's more, but like the incubation, I think, is accurate.
That's the incubation. Yeah, it's really true. 100%.
In that you're just thrown in this place with a ton of different people. And like, I think I learn a lot from other people.
Yeah.
You know?
It might be a better... Maybe you look back on this in a few years and like, you know... I value the social experience way more than the, like, school, the knowledge learning aspect.
Uh-huh.
Gets you out of your shell. You just kind of kicked out of the nest. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
I mean, no, that was accurate. That one worked.
Yeah. Amazing. Of course, referring to the time basketball player Reggie Miller, as a commentator, said, no pun intended. When there was clearly no pun that you can construe
or no
from
intention.
Anything.
No pun.
No intention of pun. He just didn't know what a pun was. And he's Reggie Miller. It's funny. But yeah. No pun intended.
If this was like the Joe Rogan podcast. Jamie, pull that up.
Jamie, pull that up.
Young Jamie.
Jamie.
I would like to get a gauge. Does everyone here listen to podcasts?
Yeah.
Podcast.
Give me your top five, top two, top three. James, you go first.
My favorite podcast is Song Exploder.
Song Exploder.
They literally just have the artists like to these really good songs, like The National. They have like stuff like that. They like go on the show. There was like Tori Moi. Like churches, like it was like it's like blowing up in the indie music community, and like they just talk about how they made the song and like play all the loops and stuff. It's pretty dope. There you go. That's my song. That's my podcast.
Remy,
I do not listen to podcasts.
Really? Not one.
I used to listen to like short story
podcasts.
There
we go. Oh, so NPR.
Maybe.
Like This American Life. Okay.
This American Life.
I would put that in.
Well, I would tan.
My top three are probably Joe Rogan. Wait, Don't Tell Me. Okay. That's probably
that's a good one.
That's probably my favorite.
What's that?
That's NPR.
NPR right. News Quiz with your host, Carl Castle. It's they have like a special celebrity guest every week, and like they make them answer really difficult trivia questions about something, and they read them three stories and they have to find out which one is real. They have to guess which one is real, and if they do correctly, they get Carl Castle to do their answering machine.
Okay. I will listen to that.
It's really good.
It is good.
They have like pretty good guests, and the panelists are usually pretty energetic and funny.
Alright.
Not like boring, dry NPR. I don't know. It's good.
What was the third?
I can't think of it. Maybe like Car Talk or something.
Okay.
Car Talk.
That's really funny.
I used to listen to that with my dad.
Car Talk.
Jackson.
That's funny.
Top pods.
I would say in no order, This American Life, The True Jordy podcast. It's a Premier League podcast.
All right.
From my favorite YouTuber. And then I would say the S-Town podcast is really good.
Okay.
You should listen to that.
What's that?
It's like a whodunit of this guy in Alabama who was absolutely brilliant and like made like he was like the one smart guy